Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday afternoon, May the 27th, 2005. Memorial Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Dr. Bill Noll of Lake Hamilton Bible Camp is the teacher on this tape.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Now, serve your wife. Serve your children. Jesus said, I came not to serve, not to be served, but to serve. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. Just be like Him. And so you humble yourself. And then you forgive those who've hurt you and pray for those who spitefully use you. Look at Matthew chapter 5. I have a section written in the book about Sue. Actually, Sue wrote it and gave it to me. About praying for people, but your enemies, for forgiveness. And she said she would, whenever she would think about what they'd done, it was like a big blackboard would appear in her mind, and all these things that had hurt her would be written on it. And so she began to erase them and write blessings on them. Let's look at this. But I say, 5:44, I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. Pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be children. King James says, children of your Father in heaven. But I want to see them pay, Lord. They hurt me. I want to see them pay for what they did to me. Well, you want vengeance. You're a thief. You're stealing from God. God says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. And so you bless them. And when you bless them, did you know that when you bless people, that if they don't deserve the blessing? Now look at 1 Peter 3:9, starting at 8. Finally, all of you, be one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you might inherit a blessing. Pray for your enemies and you will inherit a blessing. David said in Psalm 35, as for them, my clothing was sackcloth, I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned unto my own bosom. You know, when you pray blessings that they don't deserve them, it comes back on you. If you pray curses and they don't deserve them, they come back on you too. I can show you that in the Psalms also. When you curse somebody and there's no reason for it to light, it won't light on them, but it'll come back and light on you. You know, if you really want to get a witch upset that's cursing you, you just say, honey, God bless you. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless you. Man, it'll scare a witch to death. Because she knows that you've just reversed all of her curses. Confess your sin. You notice that most, with exception of trauma, all these are related to sin. One way or another. Maybe not your sin, but someone else's sin. Like a controlling wife, that's establishing an evil soul tie with you, then you forgive her and pray blessings on her. Or a controlling husband who's intimidating you. And then you repent and turn away from the sin. Break the curse. Break the evil soul tie with anyone you've had sex with outside of marriage, anyone who's dominated, controlled you any way outside of the will of God. Then you bind the demon and cast it out. Joel 2:32 says, anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And you say, it is written in Joel 2:32, anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Leave me now in the name of Jesus. And you call back your soul. Say, Lord, you said in Psalms 23:2 that you would restore my soul. Lord, send the angels out, gather up any soul that's been stolen from me and bring it back. And I release any foreign soul that's in me. Restore that portion of my soul that's died because of my sin. Bring it back, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And ask God to bless the person that held you in bondage. And God will release you. Those are evil soul ties. They are intimately tied to the power of the bondage spirit. They work through the bondage spirit. Bondage is a spiritual being. It says in Romans 8:15, "For God did not give you a spirit of bondage again to fear, but a spirit of adoption, whereby you call Abba, Father." And so bondage is a spiritual being. Wynne Worley said he looks like an octopus, and he sits up on top of the brain, his tentacles go all out. It's called mind control. And he attaches over him where you sinned and got some death in your soul. Maybe you've been covetous, okay? And over him where you've been gluttonous. And over him where you've been fantasizing. And over him where you've been in pornography, maybe masturbating, self-pleasuring yourself. Maybe over him where you've lied, got a lying spirit, exaggerating. We call it, you know, tale-bearing, exaggeration, or gossip. And you've done these things. And over him where you got a fear spirit, or spirit of pride, the scorning spirit, stubbornness. Got all these spirits. This octopus has got all attached to all these bondages. And when you refuse to obey, then he can activate those demons. And he always speaks to you in the first person, making you think that thought is yours. And so he'll activate this demon over here and create this lust for food, or this lust for something else, or this gossiping spirit. He'll activate these different demons, and they will begin to drive you. And if you refuse, then they will bring up these subacute autonomic symptoms where you get uncomfortable and your head hurts and your knee hurts and you can't think straight and you're confused and you're dizzy and you don't feel good. And to get rid of him, you've got to pry each one of those tentacles loose. The first thing you do, you see, he draws power from all of them. He's like a big electrical circuit. And he draws power over him. That makes him very strong. And the first thing you do with bondage is you isolate him from all other spirits. You tell him, "I bind you in the name of Jesus. You can't draw no power from anybody else." You'll uncoil and turn them loose. And then you go after that demon. Don't let him draw any power from bondage. And you pull that bondage tentacle off and get that demon out of there and speak healing to that. And you strip bondage of that power. And you go around and you strip him of all those little demons that are supporting him. Then when you get him stripped out, then you can go after him. And you don't do this in no 15-minute prayer. You know bondage, he'll hide from you. You sit there and be quiet, and he won't say nothing, hoping you'll leave and go home and forget about him. And then he can act quietly in the shadows. He works in the darkness. He does not work in the light until he's got you so tied up that you can't get loose. Now you said, "That's just me. My family's always been like that. I've always been this way. I can't change. We always overspend. We've always been in financial trouble. We've never been able to handle our money. We've always been gossips. My whole family's fat. We just like to eat. That's just the way we are." And you see, you think it's you, and it's the devil. It's a bondage spirit. Tell me about it. I fought bondage to food for years. I still fight him every day. I used to weigh over 200 pounds. When I got ready to go visit my son, I forgot. I got my fat pants off and put them on my son. I took them up there and I put them on. And honey, I mean, they were 2 inches too big. I put my belt on and sort of gathered them up in front. They looked pretty good. I looked in the back, you know. They looked... And I put my coat on. I said, "God, I hope nobody can see it." Oh, Jesus. But there's some things I don't do. I flee from certain things. You know, I love ice cream. I don't keep ice cream in the house. I don't tempt myself like that. It's like an alcoholic doesn't keep whiskey around. I don't keep sweets in the house. I'm indebted to Patty. Patty gave me the Weight Watchers books. But the first time I was able to keep track of what I ate, I started keeping a diary. And that was 2 years ago. And today I don't have a lot of problems. But I don't go to Ron's. I sit down, you know. I went to Louise's house, and we went out to Ryan's to eat, and I sat at the table, and that pound cake was sitting on that dessert table. It had my name on it. It kept calling me, you know. And it looked so good. It kept calling my name. Finally, I got up, and I asked Louise. I said, "Louise, will you swap seats with me so I can turn my back to it?" Now, sometimes you have to do practical things like that, because that's a work of the flesh, trying to draw you back into bondage so that demon can get back in. And work of the flesh, you just say, no, I will not do that. Lord, we praise You and bless You and glorify You, Lord God. You know, when will we not have to fight the devil? When will there be no more curses? What'd you say? Well, you still got to fight the flesh. That's the reason all those people turn, you know, when He gets out after 1,000 years. All them people follow Him. Why? Because they've been following the flesh. But you will stand against your flesh until Jesus comes back or you go to meet Him. Praise You, Lord Jesus. He says, take up your cross daily and follow Me. There's no discharge from the war against the devil. You're either a warrior in the army of God or you're a prisoner of war. That's what it means. See, He came to set the captives free. That word captive means prisoner of war. In the Greek, it means prisoner taken at the point of the sword. Praise God. Let's all stand up. And it says that the brain can only absorb what the fanny can endure. Get your blood circulating a little bit. Let's call up, praise God. Jump up and down a little bit. Get all the blood running up out of your feet, back into your leg, out of your legs, and out of your fanny, and back up to your brain. In the name of Jesus. Come on, praise Him, people. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we praise You, and we bless You, and we glorify You, Lord God. Oh, God, we give thanks to You, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Praise You and bless You, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Praise His holy name. Bless You, Lord God. We praise You and we bless You, Lord God. And we're going to have a mass deliverance service. That's demons or spirit beings. The word spirit means air or wind. And when demons come out, they generally come out of the air passages. In Mark it says, you shall cast out demons. That word cast out means to expel. And you look it up, it says to cough, sneeze, vomit, or give a quick jerk. And you look that up in the Greek dictionary, that's what it says. So people ask me, where does it say cough? And it means the demons come out. That's where it is, Mark 16. Okay. And so what you do is you just relax, you bind that thing, and just let it happen what happens. Let whatever happens, happen. You worried about your dignity? You got to choose between your dignity and your demons? Let your demons go, you can get your dignity back. I mean, you know, nobody worried about your... Everybody in here worried about their own demons. They're not looking at you. They're not worried about your demons. They want to get their demons out. Now, we might have some nosy folks in here, and you might be sitting right next to the nosiest one, but you just stare straight ahead and concentrate on what I'm saying. And agree with me and say, if it's in there, I want it out in the name of Jesus. Don't pray in tongues. Just come against it in your mind. Push that thing out in the name of Jesus. Because, you know, water won't flow two ways in a pipe. If you got the Holy Spirit coming out, you praying in tongues, then the devil ain't going to come out. He's going to hide. So you give him plenty of room to get out. And you push. You got to cough, cough. Got to sneeze, sneeze. Let it go. Scream comes out and ain't you, let it scream. Won't shut it down. Let it go. Sometimes they come out with screams. Way to say that, says that in Acts 8. Stephen went down to Samaria and demons came out with screams and yells and shrieks. Okay. First thing we're going to do is we're going to confess the gospel. The Holy Spirit honors the gospel. We're going to confess the gospel. And then we're going to confess the sins of the ancestors and break the curses that commonly come, you know, incest and bastard curse and incest curse and whoredom curse. Well, I ain't done any of those things. I ain't never been raped. I ain't never had sex with my family. No. But the curse runs 10 years. I wasn't born out of wedlock. No. The curse runs 10 years. Biblical generation is 40 years. You got any idea what your blood kin doing 400 years ago? I don't. I did some genealogy work here a while back, and I was shocked how many premature babies that were born in my predecessor. A lot of them came at 8 months. You know, first baby come any time. All the others take 9 months. So I confess that sin of the bastard curse. You can't come into the fellowship of God for 10 generations. It will isolate you. You can't find friendship with God's people. There's something there that just keeps you from being able to enter in. That's the bastard curse. Carl Fox wrote a wonderful book back there on it. Jim Landry wrote a wonderful book on it. You ought to read them. Earlene Moody wrote a good book on it. And Earlene gives a family history. When her father died, they found out that he had two families. He was a railroad conductor, had one on each end of the line. They had a fight over the pension. Who got the pension? Because he had two families. And it turned out she was in the family that wasn't really married to him. The other woman had been married 5 years longer. Therefore, she was illegitimate. It's all in her book back then. And so we break all these curses. Some of them go back a long way. And then we forgive anybody that got anything against. Confess our sexual sin. Check our involvement in the occult. Then we break those curses and then we command demons to come out. We break on break evil soul ties. Any soul ties that have come in. And these soul ties can come in from generational curses. They can come in if your parents have been involved in the Masons, in the Eastern Star, any kind of secret organization, fraternities, sororities. You know, I was in a fraternity, and I said, Lord, now those were all good boys. Now, why in the world would that cause something? God took me back to the initiation. And in the initiation, they put this toga on us, you know, and put the hoodwinks on our eyes, and then they put a chain around me. And during this initiation service, we're standing there, and they read all these things. They read a lot out of the Bible. And they said, now the brotherhood, name of fraternity, breaks the chains of bondage. And they cut this piece of string was holding his chain together and it fell off. And God said, who breaks the chains of bondage? Well, it wasn't that fraternity. I repented of the oaths I made. It set me free. I had one young lady stood right there and she wept and cried. She said, you don't understand. I was rejected all my life and these girls accepted me. It was the first place I was ever accepted in my life. And I said, I'll tell you what we'll do. We will pray. If there's anything ungodly, it'll come out. We'll buy anything ungodly. And she says, there's a voice in me saying, no, no, no. I said, well, that answers your question. There's an ungodly spirit in there, and we need to bring that out. And I thought he was going to tear her throat out. He had a hard time getting it out. She wanted it gone. So we want the evil things to go, the ungodly things to go. Okay? Say, dear Lord, I love you.
I believe.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Is the Son of God.
He was manifested
in the flesh.
He died on the cross
for my sin.
Was resurrected from the dead
for my justification.
He ascended into heaven.
Sits on the right hand of the Father.
Ever to make intercession for me.
God is my Father.
Jesus Christ is my big brother.
I am a child of a living God.
I have been accepted
in the Beloved.
I am not a rejected child.
I'm a child of God.
My Father loves me.
I will never be rejected.
In the name of Jesus,
I thank you, Lord.
I break
all the ungodly ties
to anyone
who's ever controlled
me
or manipulated
me
in any way
contrary
to the will of God.
I confess the sins of my ancestors.
Incest,
whoredom,
adultery,
bastard curse,
the occult,
the vagabond curse.
Returning evil for good.
Poverty.
And all other curses.
I bind them.
And I break them in Jesus' name.
I confess that sin.
Under the blood of Jesus.
And declare myself free.
For Jesus was made a curse for me.
that I might be delivered from the curse of the law. Galatians 3:13. Dear Lord, I confess that in the past there are certain people I have resented that have hurt me, have used and abused me. Lord, I forgive them. I ask you to bless them in Jesus' name. Lord, there are people that I've lusted after. I ask forgiveness for any sexual sin in my life. I place it under the blood of Jesus Christ. Now here we're going to stop. Is there any sexual sin that God puts on your heart? You speak it out very quietly under your breath. Just keep looking straight ahead. Don't worry about what your neighbor's doing. Just worry about yourself. Just speak it out. Confess it very quietly under your breath. Lord, I confess these are sin. I break all the evil soul ties. I set myself free. Now, if you've ever been to the fortune teller, done the Ouija board, read the horoscopes, done the tarot cards, or any other type of the occult, say, Dear Lord, I confess the sin of the occult in my life and the lives of my ancestors. I confess this is sin. I break the whoredom curse on me and my children forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I break the curse of the vagabond. The curse of poverty. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Now, if you've got any horoscope stuff at home, you got any type of jewelry or any type of statuettes or any type of stuff from the third world, you need to get rid of it. You got any wind chimes at your house, you need to get rid of them. They attract evil spirits. That's what they're designed for. The Buddhist monks designed wind chimes to attract evil spirits. I can give you testimonies all day. I just take my word for it. If you got wind chimes, you get them boogers, you cut them loose, wrap them up in a nice garbage bag and put them in the bin so they can be buried at the land dump. If you got a place you can burn them, that's fine. But you get rid of those things. They attract demons into your household. They just like opening the door and say, "Here, come on in, boys." In the name of Jesus, I will destroy anything, any idols, any books that I have in my possession under my control. I will get them out of my house. For your word says, in Deuteronomy 7:25, that they are an abomination to you. And if I keep them in my home, I will become an abomination, a thing dedicated to destruction, like them. I will get rid of them in the name of Jesus. If you got any type of religious articles like rosaries and Mary medallions and St. Christopher's medals. You know, I used to have a St. Christopher's medal I used to carry around on my keychain, you know. It was a big silver thing, an old man and a staff. You know what that is? That's called a talisman. And I said that I depended on that to protect me when I was riding down the road. Now, you know that's sin. If St. Christopher ever actually existed, he's dead. And he can't protect anybody. I don't want to hurt y'all's feelings. But I'm just telling you, you need to get rid of those things. They are witchcraft. Now, I've been there. And I tell you, you need to get rid of those things. I don't want to hurt your feelings. And you don't have to go hurt your family's feelings. But you need to get those things out of your house. Those things under your control. You got lucky pennies. You got wishbones. You got rabbit foot. You got them little thorns, as you know, them little horns, a little Italian horn that hangs around and looks so cute, that means you trust the devil for your finances. You got pentagrams, that's that five-pointed star, well, that's a witchcraft sign. It protects you from demons. You stand in that when you're calling up a demon. Well, you got a six-pointed star? That's a hexagram. That's where the demon comes up in. David never saw one of those things. Not as his star, I'll tell you. They're old as Croesus. I mean, they go all the way back, just like astrology goes all the way back to the first real mention of astrology is in Isaiah chapter 47. People frequently ask me, is there scripture against the horoscope? Because 50% of the people in this country read the horoscopes. Now, I will read you this one. I can read you a number about the host of heaven and that sort of thing. And you actually will read fine books when people talk about the host of heaven and how God, the heavens declare the glory of God, and how they are sure that that David looked up and saw these various things, and that Abraham, when he came in from getting the thing from God, he looked up and he saw these, and they figured that it was this time of year. How in the world are they going to figure out what time that happened? 7,000 years ago, that when that constellation was in this, but oh God, God help us! You know they tried to bring astrology back in the year 200, and a great deal was written about it by some people, and they have found this stuff and they read it and they say, well, that. But I tell you, you need to stay away from. It is true, God did make the. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Now where is it, Lord? Hallelujah. Here we go. 47:13. You know, my regular Bible is right down here. It's up here. It says, you are wearied in the multitude of your counselors. Now let the astrologers and the stargazers and the monthly prognosticators stand up and save you with what shall come on. Behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them and they shall not deliver themselves. Now that is, A, it says astrologers and stargazers and monthly prognosticators, and that is for the people who want to try to justify the horoscope. The horoscope is controlled by a god called Ishkar. Anyone got any idea who Ishkar is? Well, she has a lot of names. She's the mother goddess. That's right. Her most recognizable name, I can give you 15 names for her, but her most recognizable name is Jezebel. Jezebel, the mother goddess. Praise the Lord God. She's the ultimate Antichrist spirit. She controls astrology. That's who you worship, and you're inviting all of her demons into your life just by reading it. So, well, I don't really believe it. You know, I just do it for fun. I like to see what it says. I said, yeah, okay, honey. Your husband, he coming home tonight, and he comes in tonight, and he says, you know, honey, I was just driving by, and I saw the house of prostitution up there. I'd never been in one of those places. And I just want to see what it was like. It didn't mean anything to me. He said, you don't mind, do you? I don't think you'd say, it's okay, honey, that's all right. I don't mind. I know it didn't mean anything to you. Well, that's how God feels about you when you read the horoscope. He feels just as strongly to him as a type of spiritual adultery. So if you got horoscopes in your house, you need to get rid of them. Because it says in Deuteronomy 7:25 that you shall not profit from the gold and silver on them. You shall get rid of them. You shall burn the images with fire. You shall not profit from the gold or silver on them. You shall get the abominations. They are an abomination to God. Lest you become an abomination like them, a thing dedicated to destruction. In other words, it will destroy you. Okay. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, say, dear Lord, I repent of all my sin, Lord. I ask forgiveness under the blood of Jesus. I break all these curses. Now, I command all the evil spirits that have come into me to replace parts of my soul. I break their power. I command them to leave me now in the name of Jesus. For it is written, Joel 2:32, anyone calls upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Leave me now in Jesus' name. Everybody take a deep breath now. Let it go. Come on. Everybody just let it go now. Let it go. Come out in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirits of rejection that have come down through the family line now in the name of Jesus. I break the the curse of rejection in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come on out. The curse of rejection that's come down through the family line. I break your power in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. They'll all sit down now. Put both feet on the floor. Keep both feet on the floor and stay ahead. Remember that when you were a little kid, you said if you crossed your fingers, you know, you didn't have to tell the truth. Well, yeah, I said that, but I had my fingers crossed, so I don't have to do it. I didn't mean it. Y'all remember that? Had my toes crossed? Had my legs crossed? Well, the devil look at your crossed legs and say, well, and you say, oh, she don't want that thing to come out. She don't really mean it. Now, the devil is an absolute legalist. So keep both feet on the floor. Don't cross your legs. Don't cross your arms like this. Put your hands in your hand. In the name of Jesus, now, I just bind the spirits of rejection. I come against fear. I bind fear now in the name of Jesus. Fear of not being loved, fear of not being wanted, fear of not being good enough in the name of Jesus. Fear, I speak to you. Now you turn God's people loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose now. Fear. Fear of the dark. Fear of planes. Fear of bugs. Fear of spiders. Fear of snakes. Fear of heights. All fear. Fear of Magabaga in the name of Jesus. Fear all around. I bind you and I command you to go in the name of Jesus. Fear of not being loved, not being wanted, I command you to go now in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of the grasshopper spirit. Fear and insecurity. We can't go in there. There are giants in the land and we were grasshoppers in our own sight and so were we then there. I bind the spirits of grasshopper spirits that would take you back into bondage. Turn them loose now. Turn them loose. All fear. Come out. Fear, insecurity. The Bible says that anxiety in the heart causes heaviness, causes depression. I speak to depression now in the name of Jesus. And I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. I command you to go in Jesus' name. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. People that will return to the world. I come against fantasy now. All fantasy, fantasy. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I break fantasy. Retreating into your own, retreating into your mind in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Fantasy, fantasy. All fantasy. Come out now. Come out. Lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. I bind you and I command you to leave now. Come on out. Come on out. The lust of the eye, what is seen. Come on out. All sexual provocation in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Lusting after sex. Lusting after money. Lusting after position. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Lusting after a pretty body. Come out in the name of Jesus. Going to the plastic surgeon. Going to have your hair changed. Going to have your nails fixed. Going to look pretty. Those people will love me. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, that fear and insecurity of not being loved. Come out. Come out now. Sexual provocation in the name of Jesus. Come out. Multiple sexual partners, I bind you. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I'll love them and He'll love me. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. Come out. All sex. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power in the name of Jesus. I command you to go. Come against the spirit of perfectionism in the name of Jesus. I bind perfectionism in Jesus' name. I come against pride now. Come on out. Pride. Pride. I come against a narcissistic scorner in the name of Jesus. Come out, scorning spirits. Come out, stubborn spirits, prideful spirits, rebellious spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. For rebellion is a sin of divination or witchcraft. I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. All legalism, come out. Come out, going back into bondage to legalism in the name of Jesus. Going back into bondage to Jezebel and her group in the name of Jesus. All you narcissistic spirits, come out. Come out. All you false religions, come out in the name of Jesus. All you cults, come out in the name of Jesus. All you other Jesus spirits, I bind you and I break your power. Come out. Come out. I break the curse of unity of Jehovah's Witness or the Mormons in the name of Jesus. I break your power. In the name of Jesus, all legalistic spirits, come out! All you Gnostic spirits, come out! I can't ever know God, I gotta go to the priest to hear my ear. I can't talk to God myself. I break that power in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power and I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come against the spirits of unforgiveness in the name of Jesus Christ. All unforgiveness. Come out. Wanting revenge. Come out. Revenge. Retaliation. Anger, rage, and murder. I bind you and I command you to leave in Jesus' name. I command you to go. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Go. Leave God's people. I come against bitterness. I pull the root of bitterness out of it in the name of Jesus. All the bitter spirits. Bitter spirits, the knife of betrayal, the bitter spirits, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I break bitterness and command it to go. Go! I come against the infirmity spirits now. I come against the infirmity spirits. All you infirmity spirits that came in from bitterness and from fear. I come against high blood pressure now. Asthma, high blood pressure, come out. Stomach ulcers, come out in the name of Jesus. I come against headaches. All the headaches, the witchcraft headaches, come out. Tension headaches, come out. Witchcraft headaches, come out. Migraine headaches, come out. In the name of Jesus. I come out against the spirit of strokes. I bind the spirit of stroke in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirits of destruction in the name of Jesus Christ. All destroying spirits, turn them loose now. All destroying spirits, come out. All spirits of dizziness, come out. All spirits of vertigo, of deafness, come out in the name of Jesus. I bind you and I break your power. All spirits of tinnitus ringing in the ears, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power. Come out. I come against the spirits of hay fever in the name of Jesus. Allergies, hay fever, come out. Congestion in the nose, congestion in the throat, congestion in the lungs, come out. All food allergies, I bind you and I break your power. Go. 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 Allergies, come out. Come out, you can't torment God's folks. Come out of there in the name of Jesus. I break your power. Come out. Come out. 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 In the name of Jesus. I bind all spirits of asthma. Asthma. Come out. Congestion. Asthma. Pneumonia. Bronchitis. Come out. Out. We bind all of you in the name of Jesus. Heart trouble. Come out. Fear. Fear. In the latter days, men's hearts will fail from fear. Come out. Fear. Come out, heart failure. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Fearing heart failure. I bind you and I break your power in the name of Jesus. Come out. Emphysema. Come out. 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 Pneumonia. Come out. Bronchitis. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Bronchiectasis. In the name of Jesus, I bind you. I come against stomach ulcers. I come against esophageal gastric reflux in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come against duodenal ulcers, hyperacidity, come out, stomach spasms, come out, 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 out. Come against Crohn's disease in the name of Jesus, ulcerative colitis, bad mucus colitis, Crohn's disease, enteritis, pancreatitis, come out, come out, come out in the name of Jesus Christ, come out. Diabetes, I bind you and I break your power, come out, come out, come out. Peripheral neuritis, come out. In the name of Jesus, come out. Arteriosclerosis, come out. I break your power and I command you to go in Jesus' name. Be gone. Come out. Come out. I come against muscle spasms. Come out. Come against dysuria, frequency. Come out. Come against it now. Cystitis, pancreatitis, prostatitis. Come out. Urethritis. Come out. Come against human papillomavirus in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you. I curse you to your roots. I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come against chlamydia in the name of Jesus Christ. Gonococcus, come out. Trichomonas, come out. Vaginitis, come out. I bind all of you and I break your power in the name of Jesus. I come against cancer. Cancer of the cervix. Cancer of the breast. Come out. Come out. Come out. Cancer, brain cancer, stomach cancer, colon cancer, all cancers, come out. Melanomas, I bind you and I break your power. Come out. Arthritis, come out. Fibromyofibrosis, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come on out. Fibroangina, come out. Pain, come out. Arthritis, come out. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind you, I break your power. Come out of there. Leave God's people. Leave God's people. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Anybody got anything I didn't call out? Insomnia. Come out. Nightmares. Come out. Insomnia. Inability to sleep.
Come on out. Sleep apnea. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Sleep apnea. Come out. Come out. Come out. We bind you and we break your power. All tormenting spirits. The love of God just drive you out. Come out. All the tormenting spirits. Come out. We break your power. Come out. Madness. Schizophrenia. Mental illness. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Double-mindedness. We break your power in the name of Jesus. We bind you. Paranoia. Come out. I bind all of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Bipolar. Come out. Narcissus. Come out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, you narcissistic scorner. In the name of Jesus. Unteachable spirits. Come out. Deceived spirits. Seducing spirits. Come out. I break the power of seduction in the name of Jesus Christ and command you to leave. In the name of Jesus Christ. Turn her loose now. Turn her loose. Praise God. Everybody stand up. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, God. We thank you, Lord God. Everybody hold up your hands and praise God. Praise your name. Now, Lord, let your spirit come down. Lord, I release your anointing now. Hey, come down now. Fill up all the places, Lord God. I speak the love of God, Lord. For He looked upon them with compassion, and He healed them all. Let your love and your compassion flow down now, Lord God. Touch your people, Lord God. Just touch them. Fill them, Lord. The love of God just drive out all fear. For fear has torment. Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we bless you and we glorify. I release into them, Lord God, the spirit of wisdom and knowledge and understanding and counsel and might and fear of the Lord. That you will touch them, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.